They love their fashion in Italy and their soccer. But basketball is very popular there, too, and so is the NBA. That's why many Italians are closely following the controversy about the alleged racist comments made by LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling. Massimo Oriani writes for La Gazzetta dello Sport newspaper in Milan. He met Sterling a couple of years ago and wasn't impressed.
Sterling is not the kind of guy you expect to meet in such a position. He gives you the impression of being what he actually is.
And what is that?
A racist.
Yeah.
I mean, majority of the people, especially here in Europe, and especially in, I'm speaking for Italy, don't really know Donald Sterling. So everybody was kind of shocked today, reading the paper yesterday and hearing about what the words that he spoke allegedly, because he... Everybody has a different idea of what an NBA owner is and is supposed to be. And you find out that there's actually a kind of guy who is still has this kind of mentality.
Do you think that Italians kind of pick up on the story in a way because of recent scandals over racism in soccer in Italy? You know, like the bananas that are thrown have been thrown at some black players in the soccer leagues there?
Well, it's definitely a problem that, you know, we have witnessed in firsthand with the soccer players. You know, Balotelli, which is one of the most famous Italian soccer players,
has Mario Balotelli,
gone
yeah.
through this. Mario Balotelli has gone through this more than once. The way they've been solving this problem, which is not really solving the problem, is just putting it aside. It's closing sections of the stadium that were against him, that were actually chanting these racist songs about him. So it is a problem that is felt here. It's never happened, actually, in basketball, pretty much only in soccer.
Why do you think that is?
I would say it's just a matter of numbers, probably, being that there's like 50,000 people at a soccer game. There is the possibility of having more idiots in a stadium, in a soccer stadium, is much bigger than when there's like 5,000 people going to a basketball game. It's more contained, let's say.
Yeah. So those are idiot fans. But for the owner of a team like the Clippers, Donald Sterling, to allegedly express these points of view as well as other things, I mean, it's got tinges of plantation culture. You know, he's benefiting from the hard work of these players, but at the same time brutally disrespecting them in racist terms. I mean, it's extreme if it's all true. Has anything like that ever happened in Italy with an owner?
No, thank God there's never been anything like that in Italy. We have had some stupid owners of basketball, soccer teams, but it's never come to the point where race got into question. So hopefully it will stay this way forever, because it's something that's got no place in sports.
And Massimo, your own take, you reckon the scandal will bring down Donald Sterling before it brings down the global brand of the NBA itself?
I'm pretty sure it will. I'm pretty sure they will find a way to get him out of there, because he doesn't deserve to be in the position he is right now. He doesn't deserve to be the owner of an NBA team, and he doesn't deserve to be in a position of power where you can exercise your views as extreme as they are and, of course, as bad as they are.
Massimo Oriani with the Italian sports paper La Gazzetta dello Sport. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.